Hello, and welcome to episode 343 of The Cult of Tea and Dice, and episode 3 of some sort of World of Darkness ghost story adventure based at Goatswood University. I'm Archive, and I am going to be attempting to run this thing, but we've not run it for quite a few weeks, and I cannot remember what the hell is going on. It'll be fine. Who are you lot? Mordigan, you can start.
I'm Mordigan, and I am playing Psychedelic Steve, the stoner.
Hardwick.
Hello, I'm Hardwick, and I'm playing Valerie the Nerd.
And Loka.
I'm Loka Centaurus, and I am playing Bob, the athlete.
Okay, who would like to attempt to recap what happened last time? All the time before, any time really. Just recap what's happened so far.
There's been a murder. So basically, we all had ghostly run-ins with a girl in an anorak. Most of us just thought, girl in an anorak. The Agric, whose name I've lost. No, I can't remember what your name is, Loka.
Bob.
Right, so the Agric Bob actually got frozen in the shower and murder written on the mirror before in front of him. I think Valerie wrote a load of weird messages that are like murder, 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 and I got a phone call that was weird and was about help, he's got us, murder, murder, murder. So generally, we were all of the opinion that we're going to get murdered by ghosts. So we got a bit scared and decided to sleep all together in Psychedelic Steve's room, which is, of course, when we woke up. When the other two woke up and found the floor covered in leaves and promptly fucked off, leaving Psychedelic Steve to wake up on his own and go, oh, my God, it's got them. Cue a little bit of confusion and frighteningness. We then also had an email to all of us, basically telling us that all of our stuff is cancelled because a dead body has been found. The dead body is one Laura Simmons, who disappeared about 4 days ago, and she's an English PhD student who lives in the PhD student house, which is going to become important later. We'll get to it. We did some digging about her. Didn't get very much, because there wasn't very much going on with her that we could find, anyway. We then decided, well, fuck it. We've had dealings with the history department, and somebody's already warned us away from the history department, so we should probably go and check out what's going on with the history department. It turned out the guy who'd warned us away from the history department was just a prick, and... He was warning us away because he wanted to be the new Slayer, as it were, was, I think, how we decided to explain it. We did finally get in to talk to them by utilising a tactical nuclear Rocksock girl who was supposed to talk to the Muscle Man, but instead decided to take him away with her. So, fine. We then got inside and said, look, we think there's ghosts. And they were like, not to do with us. And we'll have a word with the overzealous person. And we were like, if you wouldn't mind, because he's a bit of a drag. We then decided, okay, so we can't get to the scene of the murder because there's police there. We should probably do some form of research. So we did some research on what eventually ended up being the people who'd given the land over for Goatswood University. And it turns out that Thomas Moss's family was killed by the gardener. And the original house is actually the PhD house. Interesting. And there's been murders here pretty regularly. I don't have the piece of paper, but every...
14 to 19 years.
Every 14 to 19 years, there's a spate of murders. They're not always PhD students, which got rid of one of our potential. Oh, it's the house that's haunted. But yeah, so we were a bit confused about that. If I remember correctly, at the end of the last session, we had all split up. me and Bob had gone to the PhD house and we'd seen a group of PhD students standing together and talking about their friend Laura, sadly, like a big sort of crying group. And we were going to approach them while Valerie was doing more research, I think, but I can't remember what it was she was researching.
I think Valerie was the one who found out about all the murder dates in her research.
She
so
did.
So Valerie went to the library to research while Steve and Bob went to the house / senior common room to see what they could see.
And what we've seen is this group of people who are obviously quite sad.
You have. So what exactly are you guys doing right now?
Okay, well, it looks like we should probably go over and talk to these people and find out, like, what they know. What do you think, Bob?
I mean, they're probably not going to be in the mood to talk.
Yeah, but they're also quite upset, so they might let more, like, out than they normally would.
Okay. What exactly are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting we go over there and we say hello and we go, oh, isn't it awful about Laura? She lived here, didn't she? And then see if we can segue that into, like, more conversation.
Well volunteered, that man.
Well, I was expecting that it would be me that was doing the talking, if I'm honest, because, well, I'm pretty good at talking to people. Right.
I guess I'm the supporting act, then?
Yeah, you might want to keep an eye on the people while I'm talking. And the surroundings, see if you see anything, you know, wiggy, yeah? Right. Right, getting ready. Let's go. I wander up to the group of girls. Hi. Wow. It's just awful, isn't it? It's just, I heard that, one of the people has gone missing from here and, like, they found a body. Isn't it awful? I mean, wow. I'm just going to try and insert myself into the conversation to begin with and just find out what they're talking about. Because I don't know if they know it's Laura Simmons yet. Because I don't think that was in the email. Because we know because we looked up English students and found her, isn't it?
You certainly found out because you did a lot of questioning. I can't remember exactly who you heard from.
Yeah, but we know that it's Laura. They might not know, and I need to know if they know before I go, oh, isn't it terrible that Laura's dead? What do you mean Laura's dead? Oh, shit.
Didn't someone overhear the policeman talking or something?
That could have been it, certainly. I think it probably was it. I think it was Bob.
And then we kind of Googled her or searched her on Facebook or something.
Yeah. So, yeah, that is ringing a bell, certainly. So I suggest...
I think I heard from the person who was locking up the agriculture building.
Oh, right. Okay.
It was one or the other. Or maybe both. I don't know. Anyway.
Either way.
Could you make me a manipulation socialize role?
I can indeed do that thing.
To try to blend in with the crowd.
Okay. No, I can't. I didn't botch, but I rolled an unlikely number of fours. Like a really unlikely number. Given I had 5 dice, I rolled an unlikely number of fours.
How many is an unlikely number?
3. 3 fours. And then a 3 and a 2. So an unlikely number of fours.
Okay. The girls, they just like, look, if you didn't know her, just leave us alone. And they just turn around and walk towards the building.
Well, it was Laura, wasn't it? From English? Okay, might as well roll the dice at this point. Figuratively, yeah, not right. Literally.
One of them sort of pauses and nods.
Yeah, I didn't know very well, but, like, yeah, shock, isn't it? Do you know what happened? They're not really letting much information out, just that they found their body.
I think you need a persuasion check at this point.
Manipulation persuasion?
Yeah.
I'm going to spend a willpower, because you know what? I'd like to at least get one success.
Yeah.
Bear with me. I've got a rubber dot off. I've got very few dots in this thing. Okay. Well, I got a 10, but then I got a 1. But I also got a 9 and a 7. A 7 successes or 8s?
8s, 8s, 9s, and 10s are successes. Okay. 1s do not take off anything.
Oh, right.
And 10s re-roll.
All
this
right.
is new mod.
Yes, yes. All right. Okay, so I'm sitting on 4 successes then.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, a lot better.
I like the sound of ones don't take away from things.
Mm-hmm.
New wood, fancier. The girls, just, I don't know much. Just they found her in the park area.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Right? Did she seem all right to you the last time you saw her?
Yes. Yeah, she was normal. I mean, you know what she's like. She's always got a smile for everyone, doesn't she? It didn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's like, it's hit us all, I think. It's hit us all. I mean, like...
It must have been someone. Someone must have done something. She wouldn't do that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's weird, but, like, I, like, read history and stuff. And stuff like this has happened here before. I'm watching all of them when I say that to see if any of them like react to that in a way that I'm not expecting. Because I'm expecting, that's a surprise. But if somebody responds with like, "What does he know?" I want to know.
You don't get they just all. Well, you're only really talking to one of them. The others sort of kept going.
All right. Okay.
But. She's just... What do you mean?
Oh, it's probably just a legend. But some weird shit went down in this house, you know? Sorry, who are you?
Amy.
I'm Steve. But yeah, like, it's just...
How did you know her?
Oh, we only met a couple of times at the union. But, like, it's weird, isn't it? It's, like, weird. Well, like, tell you what. Hang on. And I'll get a bit of paper out and I'll write down my work number. And if, like, you need to talk about any shit, like, feel free to give me a ring. Oh, were you going in the building?
I should probably see how the others
yeah,
are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I'll walk in with you. I've got to go deal with something. And right. As we're walking, I'll wave behind my back to Bob. So, like, come on, follow me. We're going to get into the building that we don't have a key to.
I guess I will follow along.
I'll just walk along making small talk, like comforting small talk.
Part of the building is like a bar area that's sort of like open to everyone, but she's going to another entrance, which is sort of key card access.
That's where I'll follow her to.
Okay, she heads inside.
Cool, I will sort of hang back as if to... do my shoe up as I'm in the open door and hold it open for Bob to catch up. Right. So, Bob.
Yeah?
They didn't seem to know much. They thought she was, like, happy, smiley, wouldn't kill herself. So, that...
Yeah, but matches. So are a lot of prominent people who are horribly depressed.
Well, true, but we also know that this is a thing that's happened before and they all seem normal as well. So, I'm erring towards maybe this is like a supernatural thing that's doing it. So maybe
it does seem that way.
So, right. I'm thinking we go in here and we have a little wander about and we see if she sort of points us in the right direction or, much more likely, we get mugged by something supernatural.
All right.
I'd just like to remind you, Archive, I have... both natural, I've got direction sense and danger sense, just in case that comes up.
I have got danger sense and fleet of foot, should those come up. Two dots in both.
Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to go inside and literally just start wandering about.
Okay, so you are not going to get lost. That's everything I can tell you right now. Okay, so you go inside and start wandering around. It was clearly quite a nice building at some stage. Like, you've never been in here before. And sort of all the hallmarks of, you know, this is quite a fancy doorway. And, you know, the sort of nice sort of windows, properly sort of cut, you know, those sort of bay windows cut in places. But at the same time, like, the carpet in the corridor is kind of worn and faded. And the pictures on the walls are just, you know, a bit old, a bit dusty. And the curtains sort of frayed at the edges. But it's clearly not had much money put into it in recent years.
And has definitely had students happen to it.
Oh, definitely. I mean, not as bad as undergrads, but it's had students. So, yeah, you're wandering around. And are you following Amy or just going meandering?
We're probably going to follow her to begin with, simply so that we know where her and the other lot are in the building. So
okay.
Follow them a bit. If we're going past like people's rooms, aren't we? Do they have numbers on the doors or do they have nameplates?
They have numbers.
I'm going to keep my eye out for any such doors that are covered in police tape, obviously.
Okay. No, you're basically, you don't see any police tape. You're sort of walking down a corridor with maybe about 8 rooms in it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the corridor, there's basically, on one side, you have sort of a door leading to a set of stairs, and there's another door leading to sort of little kitchen sitting area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Amy's goes. She goes into that little kitchen area, and there's the other girls you saw earlier, just all in there.
It could well be this floor then, because they're all congregated here, but I'll just have to bear that in mind, unfortunately. Right. Okay. Well, see, the problem is we're complete fucking beginners. They're all in the little dining room, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to walk along the corridor and just put my hand on each door and see if any of them just feel cold or, like, have leaves around them or anything. Just quickly.
Okay. You walk down the corridor, just touching all of the doors.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to room 12, like, every door you've been touching so far is just, it's a door, it's a door, it's a door, it's a door. And you get to room 12 and you touch it, and just, it's not cold necessarily, but it's this instance of, you just have a feeling.
Right. Okay, good.
Like, you know that sort of creeping up the back of your spine,
mm-hmm.
instant sort of tingle, and you look down and sort of, you swear you see leaves blowing out from under the door.
Okay, Bob, this is a room.
And as you turn to talk to Bob, for a moment, you think you see her where Bob's standing.
Oh, hi. Oh, no, wait, it is you, Bob. Yeah, this is definitely her room. Definitely, definitely, because I just had wiggy shit. I turned around and saw her, not you.
Uh-huh.
Right. And this is in the old part of the building, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to note down where it is, and then I'm going to text Valerie and say... well, I'll give her the room number, because you've told us about the building being dodgy, haven't you, before we went there?
How would we have known about it before to come here?
Yes.
Otherwise?
Yeah, so yeah. We spoke to Professor North in the history department.
He told us about it, didn't he?
How we found out about it. And then Valerie went to the library to research more on Thomas Moss.
Right. I will send her a text then and say... PhD building, give her the location of the room and say this was hers. I wonder, there's no way for us to check where the other people who went missing were, because not all of them were in this. I don't know if all of them were in this building anyway. Well, we don't know.
Valerie will text back saying, is their garden, is there like, on the ground floor, is there got like garden outside her window?
Are there any windows that I can see on that side that aren't in people's rooms?
Yeah, it's the same side of the building as like the kitchen area's on. So if you walk up that far.
Yeah.
And yeah, actually there are some windows as well.
Okay.
No, the windows are the other side.
I'll
the windows are sort of in the entrance hall.
And have a quick look out and see if the garden's on that side?
It's not super close, but yeah, you can see it.
I'll text back, can see it, but not real close.
Because I think all the bodies were found in the garden.
That would sound likely, certainly.
So I was just wondering if it was kind of next to her room or...
I'll respond with, it's not... It's in sight, but it's not next to it.
Okay.
Bob, you got any ideas? I mean, I get the impression that the police are going to be coming here, so I don't really want to break into her room.
Sorry, was it on the ground floor or not?
Question, is it?
Could we look in from the outside?
Archive?
Yeah, you probably could.
Okay. Okay, that's good, because we can go and do that. Right, okay.
Does anyone want to make me a perception check?
Yeah!
Perception is...
I've lost it. Where is it?
Wits, composure.
Oh, wits, composure.
Yeah.
It's composure 4. So, push the button. What's the threshold?
8.
Bugger. No.
I got 3.
Okay. So, you're on the phone. You just sort of, your eyes just caught by a picture on the wall.
Uh-huh.
It's just, you know, on the corridor.
Right.
It's an old picture. All black and white.
Photograph?
Photograph? Yeah, a really old photograph.
Uh-huh.
And it's a picture of, it looks like one of the trees in the garden.
Uh-huh.
You know, the really big sycamore tree.
Right. Okay.
And there's just a comment on it. There's a little sort of annotation at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
One of the oldest trees in the Moss estate.
I'm going to take a picture of the picture with my phone. Is there out dodgy about this picture, or is it just a picture? Is there out dodgy?
Nothing particularly dodgy that comes to mind. But Bob, that looks like the tree that Laura was pointing at, and this picture is right opposite her room.
I think that's the tree that she was found at.
Okay, so
she was pointing at it when she did her turn up, do the ghosty thing and disappear again.
Okay, cool. Right, in that case, right, okay. I don't know if we're going to get anything from the house beyond this. Let's just have a wander around anyway. We're just going to take a random wander around the building. Steve will be trying to just sort of walk about. And if he gets close to, like, somewhere heading up towards the top or down from the ground floor, he'll go and have a look at that. But generally, it's just going to be an amble round and just see if anything happens, basically.
Okay. You have an amble round.
Yeah.
At no point does your danger sense tingle.
Okay, good.
And at all points does your direction sense stays working and you know where you are.
Okay. And there's no way down to like a cellar or anything, and we can't see any way up to like some kind of attic or anything?
No, you go up 2 floors, which seems to be the extent of the pool's area.
Mm-hmm.
And all the corridors are kind of much like the bottom one.
Okay.
Corridors of rooms, little kitchen areas. You don't find any sort of particularly ominous looking doors. There's one door that's sort of locked and seems to be in, just from your direction sense, you're pretty sure that leads into the other part of the building.
All right. Yeah, that's fine.
Like the public area.
Okay, cool. Well, in that case, I think we should probably go outside and see if there's any way of looking in to her room from the outside. The problem is we've got to be circumspect about that, because just walking up and staring in through the window is going to get us arrested. So we'll just sort of go and see if we could get up to her window if we needed to.
All right.
Seems sensible.
Well, I'm kind of... We can't go and look at the tree yet, is the thing.
We can't get much more suspicious than we have already, because otherwise security's going to come round, especially if the police come over.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why I'm not trying to break in through a door. Whereas if we can get up to our window and just have a quick look through, we can see if there's anything obvious, like all of the walls are covered in very hastily drawn pictures of sycamore trees or something.
I would like to check for cameras and see That's if I can remember it, if there were any on the way in.
Okay.
I know there's wildly variable levels of security in various bits of the university. The older the building, the less likely it is to be cameraed up to the nines, but in some cases, because I think they're heritage buildings now.
Yeah, certainly in the place that would possibly be Goatswood if Goatswood was a real place, Fox Hill House is. I've LARPed in Fox Hill House, incidentally. It was cool.
I'll bet. A lot of heritage places have lots of nooks and crannies. Am I rolling something for this, or...?
We were trying to see if we could get to looking through her bedroom window without being completely obvious that that's what we're doing.
And I was making a specific effort to spot security cameras and whatnot. Because we won't have been card tracked in, because it wasn't our card that opened the door. It's a case of whether or not they've got cameras about the place and how cameraed up the place is. The older buildings tend to be less so.
Okay. So if you're deliberately looking for cameras, I'm happy for you to make me either a wits investigation or a wits composure, whichever's higher.
Investigation.
Because you're deliberately looking, so you're investigating for them.
Wits composure. Wits composure gets me 4, so the magic button says 4, 6, 7, 10. 10s explode, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Right, let's have another 1d10 then. 8. So I think that's 2 successes.
Yes it is. Okay. Yeah, you sort of vaguely remember there was a camera. It looked like a camera, sort of.
Was it on
the door on the entrance? Just the entrance of the building.
Okay, so deliberately positioned to capture anyone who's going through the door.
That's what it looked like, yes.
Okay. But that was the only one I saw.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I will be keeping an eye out for those for as long as we're on this chunk of the estate.
Okay.
Because we kind of need to know if we're going to be caught.
You are just hanging out on your campus.
I mean, we are.
Yes.
But we're also hanging about near the room of a murdered girl. So it'd be useful to know.
And we are not PhD students.
Yeah.
So there's a certain amount of not supposed to be here.
Yeah. Okay. So you're wondering, are you going, I guess, out the same door and round the side to have a look through the windows?
Well, we're going to have a look to see if looking through the windows is viable first. Because if we have to go up to the window, put our eyes against it and go peer, we might not do it just now.
Especially if there's a camera covering the garden.
Mm-hmm.
So out the door, find the entrance to the garden, give it a quick once over for cameras, and then see if we can work out which window is hers. And whether or not the garden is public access, because there are some places where it's supposed to be like ornamental, but it being a student campus, I think that's not going to be the case.
Yeah, it's not really a garden so much just out the back. It's just kind of the outside of the building that's on campus. You said you can't go right up to the windows because, like, just below the windows, there's kind of some quite thick hedges.
Right.
Sort of stop you going any closer than that. But, you know, they sort of all stop at window height so they don't block the light.
Okay.
Can we do 2 things then? One, sort of walk along that bush, just sort of like we're talking, and take a glance in every now and again, and take a slightly more pointed glance at the room of the girl we are looking for. And also take a good look at the bushes, because Steve is paranoid about bushes now.
Okay.
Before we go into the garden, I would like to check and see if there are cameras.
You don't see any around here?
Okay. That's a win for us.
Mm-hmm.
There's what looks like a floodlight with some sort of motion sensor. Right. Up there.
But it's the middle of the day, right?
Yeah, it's the middle of the day.
So, yes. Unlikely to be on.
Yeah.
Unlikely to be on. However, combination motion sensor and camera is not unheard of. Bob is learning about the paranoia from Steve.
I see. Okay.
Right.
Hey.
Who knows? He might even recover from it someday.
Hey, the bush was fucking dangerous.
Yeah, these bushes, they don't seem to be moving. They're firmly rooted down.
Well, that's good.
You do have like this one twitchy moment where you hear rustling just as you're walking next to it. And for a moment, it's just like, oh, what is it? What is it? But it's just a little bird.
Uh-huh.
Who's a little bit alarmed and flies away.
Right. I watch it till it's gone and then trust it.
It doesn't look back.
That's fine.
So, as you're heading along, looking through windows, just glancing, they were just like normal rooms. There's nothing, certainly you have an extra sort of look at Laura's, and there's nothing about it that seems ominous at a glance.
Right. Okay. Well, I think we're probably done here.
So what are you doing now?
Well, I'm guessing that we start wandering over in the direction of the library, and we catch up with Valerie's massive amount of research that she's gotten done while we've been pottering around in this building.
I mean, it may have occurred to you by this point that with all the stuff you've been doing, it's definitely well past lunchtime now.
All right. Well, in that case, first we go to lunch.
Yeah.
And then
Bob's
we go to the
stomach
library.
For in particular will be going, you haven't fueled me in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Make with the carbs.
Oh, dear.
What are you guys having for lunch? Where are you going for lunch? There's a shop on campus? There's a bar that sells food?
Well, there was that bar in the PhD building. Does that sell food?
Yeah.
In which case, we'll probably go in there, because then we can hang around and listen for people again.
If it's public access, then yes.
Yeah, that bit's completely public access.
Yep, in there then, definitely.
All right. Food options today, they've got a selection of sandwiches. They've got, you can have burger and chips, or you can have a pie. There's also a veggie burger.
I'll have the pie. The all most right. Eldritch of dinners.
Burger and chips with an extra egg. And if you've never had a fried egg as part of your burger, you haven't lived.
I haven't. I'll make a note of that.
It's pretty good.
It is so good, especially when you get the good cheese.
You reckon PhD student, just from his age, who takes your order, sort of nods approvingly.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Are you inviting Valerie to join you for lunch?
Well, it depends on what she's doing, because I assume she's been vigorously researching.
I mean, that runs out at some point.
Depends on what she finds from the first set of vigorous research.
Were you looking up anything else, Valerie?
I don't think so.
You finished everything you were looking up so far by this point, so.
Bob will text Valerie. Found pub in PhD place. Food seems like it might be good.
Okay, I'll text back going, I'll join you shortly or something. I just want to, the route I take, I want to go as close as I can get to the scene of the tree.
Okay, so you're going a little roundabout route via
just
towards
see
the garden again and back up.
Yeah, just to see what is kind of going on at the time.
That all reminds me. Now that we've sat down, I would probably text her the picture of the tree from outside of Laura's room.
Okay. All right. So, Valerie, you're just going on sort of an innocent, I'm off for a walk sort of wander.
Mm-hmm.
As you're sort of glancing around, do you want to make me some sort of, I think perception check. Wits composure.
Okay. Three successes.
Three successes.
It's 2 8s and a 9.
Okay. As you're sort of heading down, it looks like there's no ambulance there anymore. You heard there was one earlier. There's still a few police around, but it definitely sort of looks like they're winding down.
Okay.
And as you're sort of just, I'm just on my merry way walking past, you notice that there's a man staring at you.
He looks kind of old and shabby, and he's just sort of lurking round by sort of one of the bushes.
Oh, good. An old man in a bush.
An old man
near a bush.
Lurking near a bush.
Yeah, he's got like a sort of thick, not that thick, it's kind of like patchy beard. It just sort of looks like he's not shaved in a really long time.
Does he have like modern clothes on?
Yeah, fairly modern. I mean, not like fashionable modern, but yeah, modern.
No, but nothing that sticks out as
1920s.
No. He's wearing like the sort of coat you could get from a camping shop and welly boots. Quite a warm day.
It could have been a Mac, so we're all right. Right, okay.
Someone breathed on their mic there.
I'll just kind of ignore him, but kind of make a note of what he looks like for later.
Okay.
If I look at the picture that Steve sent me of the tree, is it definitely the one in the garden?
Yeah, it looks the same.
Okay.
Definitely looks like the same tree.
She'll hurry along then to her veggie burger.
All right. The guy who takes your order just sort of sighs and goes, yeah, it'll be up. You get the feeling he's not really into veggie food.
Yeah.
Right.
Your food arrives.
Right then. So we've worked out which room is ours, but we had a quick look in through the window and it didn't seem like there was anything special about it. There was that picture I sent you was opposite her door, though. So I'm wondering whether it's something to do with that particular tree, maybe?
Or it's definitely that tree in the garden.
Which is the one they found in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
there was also an old man lurking near the tree in the bush.
Right. Was he an old man or was he a ghost?
How do you tell?
Well,
I'm not sure.
There's a number of different ways. I suppose you could have lobbed something at him and see if it bounced off, but that might be a bit direct if he's not a ghost. Trying to talk to them or interact usually gets them to either poof or go, fuck off!
I did none of those things.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Poofing or otherwise. Mm. He had a weird patchy beard and a anorak.
Okay. What did you find out from your researching? I think we probably already heard it all, so you recount?
Yes, I give the dates and whatever details we found of the different newspaper articles of what's previously happened.
Right. Okay, summer is going on here. It's got to be, yeah? But I don't get it. I don't get it. Is it the ghostly gardener murdering everybody? Is it?
Or is it a real gardener who happens to be following in the footsteps of a ghost? Or that's possessed by one? Or driven mad by one?
These are all valid questions.
I mean, once you start introducing wiggy shit, the number of options for how these things go goes up hugely.
Yeah.
There's entire sections of fiction based on it.
Mm-hmm. Problem is, I think our only current lead is the tree.
Yeah, but they're swarming around that, aren't they?
And I'm not mm-hmm. overly keen on greenery. Not after last time.
I wondered why you weren't eating your salad.
Right.
You've got to get your vits and mins.
So,
right.
This, can I have a quick look at the photograph, please, Archive? Is it dated?
You can't see a date on it.
But it's in black and white, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the oldest tree on the Moss Estate, according to this photograph. Which means it may have been there for a very, very long time. Which means it could be that the curse isn't from the gardener going bibbledy and murdering everybody. It could be that the gardener didn't go bibbledy and murder everybody. It could be that whatever's possessing the tree did. So maybe we need to look into the tree more.
I don't know a lot about tree possessions.
Well, no, but maybe it was a hanging tree, or what we really need is a folklorist. And I know where they are.
Is it the only surviving living thing from that time on this estate?
Don't know. That's the question, isn't it? See, the problem is, happens. At the moment, we can't get to the tree to do any investigation. And we are fairly certain. Hang on a minute. When we got our messages, it was like, oh, he's Laura hanged, murder, help us, which implies there's more than one, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep.
I wonder if other people have gone missing.
I'm wondering how we might be able to trace him. Because she was only gone, what, 4 days?
4 days. That's the problem.
Students go missing for that long all the time.
Well, they just go home for the weekend.
Go home for the weekend, get horribly drunk on a bender, have an incident with the farm equipment.
I mean, that one's more the agrics, but yes, I see your meaning.
Sometimes the drinking comes first. Sometimes it comes after.
We can't afford to waste any time. Not if other people are in danger. I think we're going to have to wait until nighttime and go and have a look at a tree.
Did the information that I found, was it like only one instant on the dates that I found?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like one person would be found there, and then that was it for however many years.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
That's how it was recorded, okay.
Well, then this could all be over already.
It could, yeah.
Which means in 14 years, we need to come back and try and sort it before it happens again, or we try and sort it now. Right. I still think we're going to have to go and have a look at the tree at night.
Well, I did swing past. There were less people there, but obviously there's still a presence, shall we say, of the authority.
It looked like they were packing up, though, so it probably won't be there much longer.
See, this is where the narrative of she hanged herself plays into our hands. Because they're not going to cordon off the area if, well, she obviously hanged herself is the thing.
Yeah, they're not looking for anything, are they?
No. Right. I think we're going to have to, I reckon we go, have a bit of sleep, get up, and then go, and I really don't want to say this, go at the witching hour, which isn't midnight, it's 3 a.m. Go at the witching hour, because by that point, campus will have closed down, because the union didn't stay open and so on. And we can go and have a quick look round and see if we can spot anything. Right. I think we also should go and do some Googling on protecting yourself from ghosts. Because so far, I haven't managed to find anything, but I think that's something we might want. Sound good?
Okay.
All right.
Right. Let's go back to our dorms then. Well, our dorm, because we're all in the same one. Right. I'm going to head back and do yet more attempts to find out how you protect yourself from ghosts.
Okay. Do you want to make me a roll for that?
Intelligence occult?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Ones don't take away, so I got one. Better than the zero I got last time.
Well, a quick glance online gives you the idea of standard ways to protect yourself from ghosts would be salt. Salt's rumoured to be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of spiritual symbolism is generally a good thing, providing, but you kind of have to believe in it. Otherwise, it's less effective generally.
I've got that.
But things like crystals and stuff, protective crystals, those can be good.
Okay, cool. Right. So rather than go to sleep, Psychedelic Steve is going to head uptown. He is going to go to several places. He's going to go to Sainsbury's. He's going to go to the nearest shop that sells bongs, and he's going to go to a new agey occulty shop. I currently don't know where there is one in town, but I knew where there was one.
Yeah, there is a new agey occulty shop in Goatwood.
Good.
In town. Incidentally, that is also the place that sells bongs.
Okay, nice.
One shop.
Steve will purchase a few things from there. He'll get his own sort of symbol, which I'll explain later because it'll be funnier that way. Then he will say to the person behind the counter, "Ear, right, I need protective symbols, protective crystals, right, to keep the bad stuff away." Yeah?
Mm.
I don't mind about good stuff, but bad stuff away is the important bit.
Yes, we can help you.
Cool.
It's very important to always have the right crystal. Have you also considered protective candles?
Not really going to work for what I'm doing.
A flame is good for keeping out the negative thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I will honestly take some protective candles because, quite frankly, I want to be able to protect where I live. But I do think I mostly need the majority of what I'm after is stuff to protect me on the move, as it were.
I understand.
She says to a man who's carrying probably 2 kilos of rock salt and 4 kilos of table salt.
I mean, at least he didn't try to take the salt out of all the shakers in the restaurant.
Oh, and all the... and if they had, like, any Himalayan pink salt or any specialist salts, he probably picked up a couple of them. He probably even got low-sodium salt, because why the fuck not?
First of all, I suggest you may want some tourmaline. It's a spiritually grounding stone that brings a huge amount of psychic protection.
Yes. Yeah. You are not incorrect.
For spiritual and psychic protection, you may also want some fire agate we have here.
Uh-huh.
It's very important if you're opening up to communicating with spirits.
Right. Okay. Now, talking about the spirit. So, if I'm trying to talk to a spirit and I've got some of this fire agate on me, yeah?
Mm.
That'll help me talk to the spirits, yeah?
No. It'll protect you from their influence.
All right. So, if they try to do shit to me when I'm talking to them, then it'll stop that shit. Right.
Of course. Yes. Cool. The structure of the crystal is amazing for this.
Okay.
I think you could do with some shungite.
Some shungites? Sorry, what?
Shungite. This stone here, it's a very important stone to protect you against frequencies from electronic devices. This interferes with your natural being. And may make you more susceptible to harmful influences.
What, the electronics will make me more susceptible?
Yes.
Actually, you may be right. You might be right. Do you have that in a phone case? Look, this ghost has already blown my phone up once.
No, but perhaps if you put the device in a bag with the crystals. We do sell bags over here.
Cool. Right. So, now... these crystals, I'm afraid I don't really know very much about how this works. These crystals, is it the more of them you have, they're effective? Or is it you have a crystal that grants you the protection?
Generally, having them on you is enough. Put them close to you.
Right.
Wear them next to your skin.
I'm going to need 3 of each, preferably on pendants. I'll take this, points at holy symbol that he's picked out. Give me one of them quartz wands as well. Got an idea.
Of course.
Right. Let's give this a go. And then I head back to the dorms and go to sleep.
Okay.
And I try and organize it so that I will go to sleep and then wait. And the 8 hours later will be 3 a.m. Well, 2:30 a.m.
Okay.
I go to sleep, 3 in the afternoon?
What are the rest of you doing?
I mean, what time is it before all of that happens?
Probably late.
That sounds like an adventure all of its own.
Well, I probably went directly after lunch because I'd have been Googling on my phone.
If we're aiming to be up at 3...
Yeah, you might get slightly less than 8 hours. I don't know.
Well, no, if we're aiming to be up at 3, then Bob will just get his gym session and evening drinking and dinner and early. Because he's up at 5 anyway.
Yeah.
So it's only shifted 2 hours. Plus, it'll be less crowded in the bar.
Good plan.
Yeah, Steve always sleeps for exactly 8 hours. So he has to be in bed by at least 6, I think it is.
Yeah. 6 if you're getting up at 2.
Yeah. So if he gets into bed by 6, he'll be awake at 2.
Okay. Valerie, what are you up to?
I don't think there's anything she wants to particularly look up, but she would definitely have some work or revision or something that she needed to get done. very before she had a before studious. She had a cocoa and then, you know, early to night. Bed. Yeah.
All right. So I guess probably around 2 a.m. you will wake up.
I will text them to come to my room.
I'm assuming you guys all
we go there, yeah.
I was like, do they just blank me? The arseholes. Right.
Yeah, they could do. Just sleep and let you do your thing.
Yeah, sleeping, sorry.
So I give each of them two crystal pendants. What I've actually done is I've probably taken the stones off one of the pendants and strung it onto the other one, because otherwise you might end up with one against your skin and one not. Right, put these on, put them under your clothes. Got to be against the skin, according to the bonkers woman in the shop, right?
Bob shrugs and just
right.
adds it to the pendant he already has.
And then I will hand them a number of baggies of white powder. And some baggies of pink powder.
Is this for now or later?
Right. That's
isn't
not
that
what you think it is.
A bit wrong.
Right. It's not what you think it is. It's
good.
It's salt, which is supposedly good against ghosts.
So you've given me a ghost grenade.
I've given you a lot of ghost grenades. The pink ones are Himalayan salt, just in case normal salt doesn't work. The ones with the blue tops, they're low sodium salt. I don't know if that'll work, but I thought, why the fuck not?
In case they have heart disease or something.
Who the fuck knows? We can try it. Think of it as an adventure in scientific experimentation. If we find out it works, we know that it works. It means if we ever get caught in a room and we've only got low sodium salt, we'll know whether to bother or not. I've probably not used all the salt, incidentally, but we've got plenty on us. Let's put it that way. Right. What I suggest is we keep it in the bags until we actually need it, because we don't want to scare off Laura talking to us if she wants to talk to us, but we do want to be able to blat anything that comes in, anything bad. Now, your two little stones, I can't quite remember what she said. It was something like one of them protects you from Wiggy influences and one of them will protect you from possession, I think it was. Either way, protective crystals, they may or may not work. I don't know. The woman in the shop thought they would, but she could have just been bonkers. We'll have to give it a try. She did suggest that if either of you had like a particular holy symbol that you find effective for you, then you should probably wear that. I've got myself sorted. And he pulls up like a silver chain that's hanging around his neck, but you can't see what the pendant is.
All
right. Right. Now, actually, I will do that. I'm going to bring one of the candles with us, and I'm going to bring one of my paraffin lighters rather than like the electric ones, just in case our fucking phones get fried and the phone torches do not fucking work. Don't think my eBaying would have come by now, would it? I only did it yesterday. No, this morning even. No, it's not there yet. So we don't have any dray horse knuckle dusters. So we'll just get some sticks, right? Worst comes to worst, we can get some sticks when we get there, cover them in salt.
Sticks with salt, okay?
No, salt deals with ghosts. Sticks deals with people. If you're creepy Mac man is a problem. Yeah?
Okay.
Right. I don't think we can hold off any longer. Let's go see a tree.
All right.
You guys head out of your hall and down the road towards the campus.
Mm-hmm.
You start heading over campus and, yeah, the first part is sort of quite open. There's no one really around at this time.
Like, not 3 a.m.
Yeah, it's a little bit past the normal time for people to be around, and actually, even so, it's quieter than normal tonight.
Uh-huh. Well, murder will do that.
Yeah, funny that. So, who wants to make me a wits and composure roll?
Sure.
Is this everyone?
Yeah. Wait, everyone can make it.
I got one.
Four. One, two, three, explode.
There's a light over there, like quite a powerful torch. Being flashed around, it looks like campus security.
Huh. Okay.
Are they around the tree?
No, you're not at the tree yet.
Okay.
Looks... You're about halfway across campus.
So campus security is out and about having a wander about at 3 a.m. That seems sus to anyone?
Not really.
Okay, well, let's go stealthy then. Let's start being a bit careful, going nimbly-bimbly from tree to tree, that sort of thing.
Okay. Do you want to make a dex plus stealth roll?
I'd like to, but the sad fact is I'm immortal in the world of darkness and I'm probably actually going to roll okay.
Bear in mind, campus security are also mortals in the world of darkness.
Okay, well, I rolled...
That's a fair point.
I got one.
Oh, right. Difficulty's 8. I get one success.
Mm-hmm. Well, Valerie gets 4.
Good grief.
Where's Valerie? Shit, we've lost her.
Yeah, Valerie vanishes, just disappears into the darkness. And you guys sort of like blundering along, trying to be stealthy, sort of moving around on tiptoes, trying not to make too much noise on bits of gravel, trying to get behind a tree, then another tree.
Uh-huh.
You're still not sure where Valerie is, but campus security seems to be going the other way.
Good. Right. Well, we know where we're heading and we know where she's heading. So hopefully when we get there, she'll make herself known. So yeah. We head over to the dodgy tree.
All head over towards the tree. You're sort of relaxing a bit now. You're sort of like, campus security are gone. You're right. I mean, yeah, there's a dodgy tree to deal with, but no one's after you right this minute. And that's what you're thinking as you're basically walking up. And then a guy steps out from behind a bush.
Is it the creepy dude?
He looks a lot like the guy Valerie described. Valerie, he doesn't seem to have spotted you.
Okay.
But he's basically standing in front of Bob and Steve. And get away from here. Get back.
Sorry, say that last bit again?
Get away from here.
No, after that.
Get back out. Get out.
Right.
This isn't a place you want to be.
You're right, it isn't.
I agreed on that part.
However, every few years, around here seems to have an unfortunate influence on people.
For a few years. Move on.
Move. Bollocks.
Move on from here.
Yeah. Yeah, I get what you're saying, but moving on will not solve the problem.
No problem here unless you want to be part of the problem.
What does he look like? Does he look like he's with the police, or is he groundskeeping type thing?
He's got greying hair. He sort of looks sort of late 50s, maybe? Early 60s? And he's sort of like stooped and wearing this sort of tattered clothing.
Does it look gardener-ish?
I suspect it looks more living roughish.
Yeah, you're getting more living rough sort of vibes from him, if anything.
Right, look, mate. I'm gonna be straight up with you. I'm gonna talk to you mano a mano, as it were. I think there's a bunch of fucking ghosts on this campus who are fucking killing people every 14 to 19 years. I don't know how you feature into it yet, but I'm sure you do, because you seem to know a lot more about it than we do. That tree over there is dodgy. We're here to work out how dodgy, why dodgy, and if possible, fix it. So maybe you ought to start telling us things that we don't know, so we can fill in the bits that we do know.
No. I murdered her. I murdered her. The voices told me I should murder her, so I murdered her. That's it. You can go now.
Well, we fucking can't, because one, you've just confessed to murder.
Make me an empathy roll at this point.
I don't think Steve really does empathy.
What goes with empathy?
Probably wit, because it's a noticing thing.
Wit's empathy.
Yeah. Steve gets one.
Let's give that a go. I'm missing my seeing eye vampire die, so I have to admit. one success.
Yeah, I got one.
having 8 dice in a bucket of dice system is it's really good for feeling successful. I'll tell you that much.
Valerie, are you trying it?
You can't see that Valerie has empathy.
You can make it at -1. You don't have the skill.
All right, okay.
For social things. So, yeah.
That's why she doesn't have it. No, she doesn't get any successes.
Okay. Yeah, Valerie, that guy totally looks like a murderer. It makes sense. You guys, yeah. You're not convinced.
Yeah, he's like, right, okay, so, yeah, The voice has told you to murder her, and so you, Mr. Spindly Arms, wrapped a rope around her neck and hoisted her up all on your own and then tied it off and fucked off, yeah?
I didn't have to hoist her. I killed her. I killed her because the voice has told me to kill her, and you have to stay away or you'll be next.
I think the voice is just as likely to give you the next fucking week's lottery numbers. Right, look, mate, I get what you're trying to do, and ordinarily, I'd be quite thankful for you, yeah? Because, like, I see what you're doing. Oh, yeah, I did it. You don't need to investigate further. Keep everybody safe.
No, you don't need to. Look, it's not safe here. The dead walk here at night.
Yeah, I know.
Stay away from them.
The problem is, they're not staying away from us. They're coming to us, covering rooms in leaves and going, oh, you've got to help us. So we don't really have that option. But
what?
Which dead are you talking about? Because we're talking about the victims asking us for help. You seem to be talking about the other side of this coin.
Rooms in leaves.
Yeah. Strangely enough, the tree is quite important to people who've been murdered with it.
You're in too deep. You can't deal with this. You can't. It's too big for the likes of us.
I mean, what was it last time? A bush?
Fucking animated bush, yes.
I mean, might be time to skill up to a tree.
I'd rather not if I can avoid it, but...
Doesn't sound like you can.
First things first, mate. Question for you. Do you have any salt on you?
No. I have no need for salt.
Really? Why? What have you got then? Or aren't they going to harm you because you're connected?
Don't.
You're connected. Right. You're what, 60? When were the first set of murders? They were like 1914 or something, weren't they? Or before then?
1901.
So... Two youngs who have been around for the first set, 17 years later, they're still too young for that. Come on.
60 years?
Yeah.
1980 and then 1995. Mm. He'd have been born for one and 15 for the other.
I think you were nearly a victim. You can tell me if I'm getting close, by the way. Hot or cold is perfectly acceptable.
Of no matter.
Kind of important, actually.
Right. I tell you what.
It was my son.
Right. So your son was a victim. Okay. And now you warn people off this area because you don't want other people to be victims. Problem is, that's not fixing it. We're not fixing the problem, are we?
Quiet.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Just that moment, a patch of moon, like the moon came out from behind the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
In cloudy nights till now. And he's just sort of pointing over at the tree. And as you all look at the tree, you can see in the shadow of the tree, it looks like there's a silhouette of a hanged man dangling from a dead limb, swinging slowly in the breeze.
Okay.
Bob has palmed two bags of pink.
Does anyone want to make a wits and composure roll at this point?
Yes, and Steve's hand has gone into that pendant on the silver thingy. Just the one. Oh, no, hang on. That explodes. Just the one.
No. This is difficulty of aces.
Valerie, there are 11 human-shaped silhouettes in the shadows of the branches, and two of them are child-sized. Some of them hang limp and motionless like wet laundry. Others twitch and jerk like bugs caught in a web. The rest of you will spot those if Valerie points them out.
Right.
Do they know where I am?
No.
Oh,
We've got no clue. We don't know where you are.
But the man sort of points these out for you. Look,
right.
In the branches.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In the shadows. Uh-huh. You can see them all.
So that's Big Daddy Ghost Boss and victims, yeah?
There were only 10 before.
Makes sense. Do you know which one's the main dude?
No, I don't know.
All right.
There's spirits trapped in this tree. You can hear them crying at night.
Uh-huh.
Like it's caught their souls.
It has caught.
Like a spider.
It's a fucking cursed tree. What did I fucking say?
As you say this, you notice the shadow of the hanged man raises an arm and points at you.
Steve draws from his shirt his holy symbol, a silver cannabis leaf, which he holds up towards the thing and says, "You cannot harm me, for I have belief in the sacred leaf."
You say this, holding your leaf up to the tree.
Yep.
And from the undergrowth, you just hear this rustling noise.
Right. Is there a fucking bush coming for me? Because fuck this noise.
You turn and look.
I probably would, yeah.
As you turn, you can hear this rustling noise getting louder. And from the bush, there's two foxes, a dog, and a badger. And they are heading straight for you.
What? Okay.
They don't look friendly.
No, I'm sure they don't.
He's abed and they are not slowing down. And that's probably a good place to stop.
Steve is confused. Would you like me to do the end cap?
Yes.
Thank you very much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed what you've been listening to. If you have, then do please feel free to leave us iTunes reviews or Podchaser reviews or Podbean reviews or talk about us on Twitter. You can talk to us at Twitter on @CultTeaAndDice. You can talk to me @Modrigan. You can talk to her @TGremlin. You can also send us messages at thecultofteaanddice.net. You can send us emails at thecultofteaandice@gmail.com. And generally, just if you feel like giving us an iTunes review, please do feel free to give us an iTunes review. It helps people find us. Do feel free to do that. Thank you for listening, and goodbye. Goodbye!
Goodbye.
I'm going to get bugged by a fucking badger.